Hawaii's mission. Gotta love it. Mainstream media. Government cover us. You want answers? Well, so does he.
Live from Austin, Texas. Broadcasting worldwide.
It's the pot-bellied Teletubby Alex Jones. Yeah! I've been watching. Yeah, we're live, ladies and gentlemen. Live on Friday evening, taping this. Yeah, it's a retransmission coming up, but this is fresh, never before heard info. Very important rebroadcast. Sometimes when I have a week that's so powerful, I've got to do a rebroadcast on Sunday or a clip show because it's so important. But I will be listening with you today through the entire 2 hours of Hillbilly Magic. Again, thank you for tuning in. It is June 17th, 2012, year of our Lord. That makes Madeline Marie O'Hare very angry from her Hades pit. And we are going to be here for the next 2 hours. Listen, I get really creeped out by stories like what's coming up after a couple segments of Lou Rockwell on Rand Paul, the New World Order, and more. We're going to premiere here on the radio, because I only played part of this Friday, ran out of time. Aaron Dykes and others on the street in Austin talking about the secret nuclear reactor under UT. Yes, I know that you can find a few news articles from the 80s and the UT quietly admits it's going on, but it might as well be a secret because everyone I talked to when I first covered this on Thursday and then Friday, I was getting emails, calls saying it doesn't exist. And then once I posted links to it existing, they're like, okay, well, then so what? That's not the whole point of this story. That's a small part. This all started last Wednesday when a railgun, a Department of Defense-run cyclotron superconducting super collider weapon system blew up in Leander outside Austin, Texas, and a car a half mile away got hit by shrapnel and it blew it up. But the Defense Department says everything's fine. The Army's running around out there with trucks and things. So everything's fine. After all, these are nice people. I mean, they just nerve gas their own troops to death and test chemical and biologicals on them. So I say, you know what? I'm sick of this. Go show the secret projects they've got. The bioweapons labs. I told them where that was at. My crew out in Bastrop with the monkey lab and the ape lab. I said, go out to that cyclotron railgun. And I said, go show where the old reactor is still running because it takes 40 years to even begin to turn it off. Go out and show that. And then go out and show the new one out at J.J. Pickle Center. Where they got a little reactor and a big one, big experimental facility. And one of our crew members, CJ, he says, well, Alex, my grandfather was the head of all of the maintenance, you know, all of the facilities at University of Texas at Austin. And there's this thing out on Redbud Trail. I never went there, but he says, you go over this hill, here's the spot. And they walled it up with these underground caves. And I was like, wait, that's where they've walled it up all over the country. Universities got caught doing this in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. You got to be kidding me, because back in the old days, they didn't get some place out in New Mexico in the desert. They would do it locally out in the field or in a warehouse. They'd dig into the floor and cover it up. You know, these secret dump sites, I said, get out there. And sure enough, it's all walled off, the caves, the rest of it. It's a state preserve right by the dam. It's got LBJ written all over it. Very credible info. That's the point. We're saying there could be a dump. Our sources say there is there. Hidden in these big limestone cave formations that they admit are there. And so that's the big story. That's the big report that's up at InfoWars.com. You want to share the audio, you'll see the video. It's also on our big YouTube channel. Breaking massive nuclear secrets uncovered in Austin, Texas. That's what we're covering. And people have exposed stuff like this before and been murdered, been killed. I mean, I was looking into this after we broke this story. Of all the cases of people in Colorado and New York and New Jersey and Texas and you name it that report on secret dumps and get killed. And we can't even get the public to realize, first they say there's not reactors. Then they say, okay, they're there. What's the big secret? That's not the point. There's railguns, bioweapons, reactors, and reported secret dumps. That's coming up.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We have a lot of massive news coming up today. You know, a drone crashed a few days ago in Maryland. Now they're reporting that all over the country, but also the big report is, again, out of Fox News on the East Coast. People think it's UFOs now as Pentagon drones fly over the highways. They think it's aliens. And like the big surveillance blimps, I've seen ABC News say, it must be an alien, and it's a big blimp with no markings on it with propellers and cameras hanging off the bottom. Because government wouldn't be spying on you with big blimps. No, it must actually be E.T., visiting for Reese's Pieces or something. I mean, it's truly over-the-top ridiculous that stuff like this is going on. We're going to be breaking that down. We're also researching right now the nuclear reactors. There's three of them in Austin. There's almost no news coverage of this. And a big story we're working on of where they've been dumping the waste. We're also going to be getting into the bizarre White House reaction to John Bryson's three hit and runs. Well, two hit and runs on one group and then another hit and run. A lot of bizarre behavior on that front. We're going to look at the ongoing meltdown in Europe and the incredible announcements that they're going to restrict ATM withdrawals and impose border checks. So people can come into the euro, but when you try to leave, they're going to impose capital controls. TSA is already doing this, trying to take people's silver and gold, asking about wedding rings. This is in the news, downloading what's on your laptop computers. Everything we've seen in third world dictatorships or Nazi Germany, it's amazing. Now, in a moment, we're going to a man who needs no introduction, Lou Rockwell of LouRockwell.com, head of the Austrian School of Economics group, the von Mises Institute. Just an amazing intellectual mind when it comes to research, former chief of staff for Ron Paul, a great patriot. I want to get him on to look at everything happening in the world, the big news issues, the wars, the euro, the banker bailouts, and obviously out of the gates, get his take on Rand Paul's endorsement of Mitt Romney and why that's created such a firestorm, and get his view on it. But before we do that, I wanted to play just about a minute clip of Ron Paul. And I think Ron Paul, when thinking if he should endorse Romney or not, and Tom Woods has talked about how dangerous that would be. I had the guy that Ron Paul endorsed 4 years ago, the head of the Constitution Party at the time, that candidate. I had him on last night, Chuck Baldwin, to discuss it, and he said, really bad move. Again, Rand can do what he wants, still a great guy. He's fighting drones and the police state and all this other stuff. But if Ron Paul does that, wow, it would be like a nuclear bomb going off, in the words of Chuck Baldwin. I agree. So I want to get the inside intel if he's been talking to Ron on what's happening, where all this is going in a moment. But first, here is a short clip of Ron Paul when he was conceding that he was going to drop out in 2008 when he talked about endorsing the Constitution Party. Here he is explaining why when the McCain people called him, he didn't take even their respectful call, he didn't take their pleas to endorse McCain as a lesser of two evils, and he explains why. The full clip is up at InfoWars.com. The headline on the video is Ron Paul of 2012 should listen to Ron Paul of 2008. Here is a clip of that CNN press conference.
The majority of the American people, even the recent polling, shows that 60% of the American people are unhappy with their choices. If you take the total number of Americans and the percentage that that register, and then the percentage that vote, and then the percentage that vote for a candidate, you end up electing a president with 32% of the American people. And because they have been more or less conditioned to believe, well, the two candidates are different, and we have to vote for the lesser of two evils, they end up voting, half the people who vote for the president are voting for the lesser of two evils. And so, therefore, 16% of the American people essentially are saying, hey, I like this candidate, and they vote for the president. You know, yesterday, I had a phone call, the first phone call that I personally received or had received from anybody in the McCain candidacy, in his campaign. They called, and it was a bit of a surprise to me because their request was that I endorse John McCain today. I said, well, I don't like the idea of getting about 2 or 3 million people angry at me. They were serious, and it was a respectful call, and the argument was he would do a little less harm than the other candidate. And, you know, we just don't need to do that anymore. You know, I believe it was 1988.
Okay, that's enough.
And I believe
he goes on for 7 more minutes explaining why in a down-to-earth, common-sense fashion. So this is why there was horror at Rand. We're not saying Rand's bad. But then some of the campaign-type operatives, people that admit they don't want Campaign for Liberty being involved in foreign affairs or being against foreign intervention, well, that's the heart of what makes Ron Paul so good, is that when everybody's laughing at him and they have an audience set to attack him and they say, aren't you for the wars? And Giuliani goes after him. He says, no, I'm not. That's what's so great about Ron Paul. So Rand starts going for sanctions. Something his dad says is an act of war. We turn and look the other way because Rand overall is good. Then he does this endorsement. I understand that Rand is not Ron, but the machinery of Campaign for Liberty is behind Rand and going with the Rand brand. So we are saying, as the people that brought them to the party, because Ron Paul is such an amazing person and people like Lou Rockwell as well, they're helping him for decades, 30, 40 years, that we're allowed to say, hey, we don't like the direction things are starting to go in. I saw an editorial put up by one of their folks saying, you know, that we're dumb and that we need to learn two things to grow up. Now, I have grown up politically, okay? Now, joining us is somebody who grew up a long time ago, and that's Lou Rockwell of LouRockwell.com. Thank you for sitting while I went over that video. Lou, what is your take on all of this and the firestorm that has been created? I think overall it's good because it lets some of the forces, kind of the mainline Republicans, trying to take over Campaign for Liberty know that we the people aren't going to let that happen. What's your take?
Well, first of all, the Ron Paul that we see in that clip from the last election is the same Ron Paul that I met in 1975. He's the same Ron Paul today. He's not changed. This is, of course, one of the things we love about him because he is so consistent and his principles are unchanging. He's not going to endorse Mitt Romney any more than he endorsed George W. Bush, any more than he endorsed John McCain. These guys are all fascists. They're all, in favor of all the wars and the police state and all the horrible things that we're seeing come to pass before our eyes right now, whether, as you say, the blimps over Washington and the people think are aliens, wherein, of course, it's actually the government that's the alien. So we have no worries about Ron Paul sticking to his principles. I mean, I don't understand how anybody could think otherwise about Ron Paul. He's got a very long record. He does not. He doesn't sell out. This is not Ron Paul. This is why, by the way, he's never had a big political career. You know, he doesn't do that. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours sort of thing of regular politics. He's not a regular politician. He's unique. And for those of people who want to be involved in politics, I make an exception for Ron. But otherwise, I think politics is a snare and a delusion and corrupt and corrupting and a horrible. It's part of the government, after all. So therefore, you know, it's evil. But Ron Paul's never been part of that. He never has played those games. I'll vote for your pork barrel project. You vote for my pork barrel project. All the stuff that goes on in regular politics, he has never taken part in it. He never would take part in it. And that's why, you know, this guy Romney, who is he's like the total opposite of Ron. I mean, he's a guy for all the concentration camps, the torture, all the wars, more wars. He's a neocon. He's a fascist. He's a corporate statist. He's a police statist. You know, he has a nice suit. That's about all you can say about Romney. He's got nice hair, too, something I appreciate in other people.
Me too.
But that's about all you can say for Romney. Romney is a monster. Mitt Romney is a very bad man. Ron Paul is not going to endorse a monster. It's just not going to happen. Nobody should think that. Nobody should worry about it.
I know you're a classy guy and don't want to throw stones, but I really want to see Rand rethink this idea that we're going to change the mainline Republicans by compromising with them. I mean, I understand what he's saying intellectually, politically, but also I understand that that way leads to ruin. That's how you join the dark side. And what you said about Mitt Romney, I mean, he makes Bill Clinton look truthful. I mean, he is such an incredible, not even a flip-flopper. He is a total deceiver.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, Doug Dorfler here from Midas Resources Precious Metals. In these trying times, all of us have to be concerned about our financial situations. Every day we hear of problems with our financial institutions and of the European economy. Even the latest CBO report under the Extended Alternatives Fiscal Scenario says the future of the U.S. budget is bleak. Now is the time to weigh your options. Call me, Doug, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167, and I'll be glad to answer any of your questions and help you add physical precious metals to your holdings. No matter what your financial position is, you need to protect yourself and your family with a portion of your assets in precious metals. Again, call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Thank you and have a great day.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
In a moment, we're going to play another clip from that video. Ron Paul of 2012 needs to listen to Ron Paul of 2008. And I rarely have a Ron Paul clip, or I don't think ever, and then piggyback on it selling something. But knowledge is power. It's win-win. We promote what we believe in. You fund us with your PrisonPlanet.tv memberships to see the nightly news and video of the daytime show. Buying the high-quality water filters like ProPure and getting 10% discount with promo code WATER at InfoWars.com or InfoWarsShop.com. Supporting our online sponsors, our radio sponsors, buying the books, the videos, the T-shirts. We don't come with a gun and make you listen to the show or buy the products. And that's why the mainstream media, Nightline, MSNBC, whenever they're here, they're like, you make money. I'm like, well, I didn't get a banker bailout like NBC got $500 million, it was reported, over 2 years of bailout money. I'm just here selling high-quality products I use. Again, that's how they operate. But that's a side issue. The point is that go to InfoWars.com, because Ron Paul talked about why you don't vote for the lesser of two evils and how Bill Clinton's mentor, Harold Quigley at Georgetown, wrote a book about the elite that he endorsed. They let him in the Bilderberg Archives. Tragedy and Hope. It's back in print. They believe that he's dead. He's not glad it's back in print because they didn't want the public reading this. Available at InfoWars.com. Discounted. It gets a free citizen rule book with every order. And back in print because they sold out all the ones that were printed back in the 70s. None Dare Call It Conspiracy, the book that crystallized my awakening at about 13 years old, when a couple of these were on the bookshelf because one of my dad's John Birch Society buddies was always bringing them by. And I pulled it off the shelf and read it. And I'd already read so much history. I was kind of a bookworm slash jock. But the point is that it all made sense. And that's what created much of who Alex Jones is today. It's back in print, a new lovely little edition, $14 at InfoWars.com. Today or InfoWarsShop.com or call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. Let's play a minute or so of Ron Paul talking about tragedy and hope and what Carol Quigley said about the lesser of two evils and how the system tries to control the left and the right. And then we'll get the take on that from iconic libertarian and, I guess, anarchic capitalist, you could call him, Lou Rockwell, here in just a moment. But here's Ron Paul from his concession speech or what have you, talking about would he join a third party back in 2008. He didn't endorse John McCain. Here it is.
You know, quite a few years ago, when I think it was when Bill Clinton was inaugurated, was it one of his speeches, he recognized one single individual as being very important to him philosophically. And that was a bit of a surprise because I knew about the individual, and some of you may know about him, but it's worth looking into. And his name was Carol Quigley. He wrote the book Tragedy and Hope. Now, the important part of Tragedy and Hope and Carol Quigley is that he claims that he was on the inside and part of the group that, you know, did the planning. But why did he write Tragedy and Hope to expose these people behind the scenes? Because he believed they were far enough advanced. It didn't have to be secret. They could be out in the open. And this is the way it works. It's a tragedy if you don't accept this. And there's hope if you know who runs the show. That's my interpretation, but I believe it's correct. But let me read a quote from him. And thinking about where he's coming from, he says the argument that the two parties should represent opposed ideals and policies, one perhaps the right of the right and the other of the left, is a foolish idea, acceptable only to the doctrinaire and academic thinkers. Instead, the two parties should be almost identical, so that the American people can throw the rascals out at any election without leading to any profound or extensive shift in policy. I mean, I think that is a profound statement because it tells us what's going on and why things don't change.
All right,
so
there you go. Lou Rockwell.
Here today.
Again, your take on what Ron Paul said 4 years ago. I mean, that says it all. And what's your view on this whole global corporate monopoly men system?
Of course, Carol Quigley was exactly right. Very influential professor at Georgetown University for many years. And as Ron mentioned, Clinton cited him and thanked him in his acceptance speech at the Democratic Convention. But it's absolutely true. And we just have to look at the two parties. The two parties are identical. As Butler Schaefer says, two wings of the same bird of prey. They're both part of the government. That's why they can't be taken over, by the way. It's not any more possible to take over the Republican Party than you can take over the Department of Justice. And they're evil. They're part of the government. But yes, they're both set up to be slightly different rhetorically, but in policies, be exactly the same. Mitt Romney is a Goldman Sachs guy. Barack Obama is a Goldman Sachs guy. Barack Obama's for all these wars. Mitt Romney's for all these wars, both for the police state and so forth. So this is why we have a two-party system. It's why they don't want multiple parties. And it's why there's, you know, there's no, except in style, there's no difference. This is not an accident. It's deliberate. It's why they love democracy. One of the many reasons they love democracy, it's been a great thing for the growth of the state, everybody thinks Hans Hoppe's great book, on democracy, The God That Failed, is the key guide to why democracy, as it's developed, is just an instrument for the state to use against the rest of us. And Quigley, of course, is very important to read. I'm so glad you're bringing Gary Allen's book back into print. Gary Allen was a very great man, great writer, and this is a wonderful book, Alec. So these are all things worth reading. And as usual, as you point out in this YouTube from Ron, he's always worth listening to. That's true today. It was true 30 or 40 years ago. It was true when he first got into public life in reaction to Richard Nixon's closing of the gold window and imposing price and wage controls on the economy in 1971. He's the same guy. And he's a sure guide to all this sort of thing. And you know, look him up on YouTube. Of all these, he's got many, many YouTubes from all his earlier campaigns, from his congressional speeches. They're all worth listening to. And he's just a very, but again, don't expect anybody else to be Ron Paul. There's only been one Ron Paul. And I would say that even though I support Ron Paul in all his, in everything he does in terms of his political races, politics is a snare and a delusion. I mean, there's only one Ron Paul. Maybe there will be somebody else in the future. We can't rule it out. But there's only one of these guys in 200 years, so they don't come along very often. And we should appreciate what we've got. We should support him, read him, author of many important books. He's also a great intellectual. I mean, this again separates him. He's a reader. Separates him from the people in politics who aren't readers, who aren't intellectuals.
Oh, I got to tell you, I've interviewed Ron.
What the staff tells him to do.
You can ask him something that just broke that day that's pretty obscure, and he knows about it. I don't think I've ever brought anything up to him that he didn't already know about, and then he'll know about stuff I don't know about. I mean, I guess that's all he's doing is researching. That's our interview with Lou Rockwell. When we come back, there's a secret nuclear program in Austin, Texas. Some of it is admitted. A lot of it's underground. A railgun blew up a few days ago outside of Austin, part of a Department of Defense program with UT. We're going to look at the secret nuclear program straight ahead and possible nuclear waste dumps. This is huge information. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
To InfoWars Nightly News reporter Aaron Dykes as we begin part one of our investigation into the secret national security complexes buried under Austin, Texas. Railguns, nuclear reactors, and more.
We have an InfoWars exclusive report uncovering the nuclear secrets of Austin, Texas. as dangerous experimentations in the continuity of government threatens our very way of life.
We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. We must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
From before the days of President Dwight D. Eisenhower, the military-industrial complex has dominated research at universities across the United States.
We must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific, technological elite in laboratories and testing fields. The free university has experienced a revolution in the conduct of research.
There have been many disasters. In California in 1959, a large sodium reactor melted down, and many estimates show that it was over 70 times bigger than Three Mile Island and similar in effect to Chernobyl. But Americans weren't told about it for decades later.
The reactor problem in July of 1959 involved partial core meltdown was not publicly acknowledged until decades later.
That's why it's important to look at all the secret and covert infrastructure across the United States, including Austin, Texas, the site of three different covert nuclear reactors, and reports of huge caches of radioactive waste being hidden in the community of Austin, Texas. This is similar to large stockpiles that have been found in California and other states. No one wants the waste in their community, so government universities tend to hide it. Alex Jones here with a breaking first report on the underground infrastructure that literally infest Austin, Texas, and surrounding areas. Bioweapons, rail guns, secret cyclotron facilities exploding just a few days ago, and big underground nuclear plants, research facilities, some of the biggest research facilities in the country, right here in Austin, and almost no newspaper articles about it. The articles we found online by the Statesman and others have been removed. Wikipedia has had the record of it expunged. But my father, when he was going to the University of Texas in the late 60s and was in departments that had access to the downtown reactor, saw it himself, worked on it as part of his physics class. Then in the late 80s, they built new, larger reactors in North Austin. We're going to show you both of those. But in our investigation of these secretive infrastructures the Department of Defense is controlling right here in Austin, but also in many other cities around the country, we discovered that hiding right under our nose, our own Chris Oden's great-grandfather had been the head superintendent of all the facilities for the University of Texas in Austin, the biggest campus in the world, and that up until 1970 when he retired, he told his great-grandson and family, for that matter, that the huge underground cave system right outside Austin had been used as a secret dumping ground. So, Chris, here in our office, tell folks exactly what your grandfather told you that they stored in there and how big this cave system is.
My great-grandfather, Benny Ellis, had told me many times about a site on the western portion of Austin, what used to be the outside of the city limits, right off of Redbud Trail, I'd say just a couple of 100 yards south of where the dam is at the beginning of the old town lake, Lady Bird Lake, whatever they call it. And he told me for many years they had dumped barrels of chemical waste, heavy chests and containers of metal waste that he knew to be radioactive. He described them as containers with biohazard labels, radioactive labels. He had the responsibility of controlling transportation, and so in many cases, he was witness to such events.
And you said that your great-grandfather said that they would wall it off and that there were areas that were cemented, so they would put it back in crevices.
Over the years, even when looking at the cave entrance site, there are layers that are comprised of older concrete. You can see it's pitted and has aged. And then there have been newer installations where it's more polished, updated concrete. They've even disguised, or what I consider disguised, a portion of it as drainage for the entrance that goes underneath the cliff that's near it.
This is a big deal because we have this history, not just here, but in Russia, Japan, where they just store this stuff all over the place. They store it in warehouses illegally. Repeat what you told me on the radio earlier today about the fact that they started moving it out to Redbud because it had been in East Austin.
Yes, according to him, for many years they had been attempting to store waste of many kinds, dumping waste of many kinds, as well as simply storing heavy equipment used by the university out where what is today Dishfalk Field. It's a large baseball diamond. That part of Austin was East Austin, typically known for having a higher minority population. There was a lot of blowback from the community, and they, in turn, began to store it underground in those lesser-known facilities.
Hey, this is stored in the richest part of Austin now.
It was not at that time. It was city limits. There was very little development. It was country. It was, at that time...
Now, I've got friends that live out there, and there's old fishing shacks and things from the 30s and 40s, and that's all that was out there.
Right.
I mean, that was the countryside.
Exactly.
Now, before we get into the full report, that's just part one, because this just started developing yesterday, what's your overall view, and did your great-grandfather, who was the head of superintendent of facilities at UT for all those years, did you ever talk about the reactor underneath the presidential library?
He did describe what many had said was underneath the Robert Lee Memorial Building. He said that... there was more activity going on under the ground than above the ground. The campus was enormous, and the tunnels were vast. They were able to do things like transfer library books from one building to another underground when weather wouldn't permit. He even described times when personnel would use underground corridors instead of traveling above ground.
And it's not just Austin, Texas. There is secret infrastructure in every major city. But even my grandfather and family that lived here in Austin talked about the old SAC base that's now our international airport, Bergstrom. And they admit that the Hilton Hotel out there is the big SAC command building. Was that? And I've talked to family who's currently in the military who says, well, we can't talk about it. But yes, there's a big underground base there. There's railways connected to UT, the Capitol, and all the way out to Fort Hood, 60 miles away. I mean, it's amazing. The United States has spent more money than all other countries combined on defense, but also on COG, continuity of government. Can you imagine how big these underground bases are? I mean, I've been told it's just staggering, the whole giant secret government corporate infrastructure that's underground.
Despite the bedrock here, despite the manpower that would go into such a thing, I know I've been told of underground bases, even located in the Capitol, that were installed during the Cold War simply for bomb shelters.
Chris Oden, thank you for taking time out to talk with us today. We're going to get into the full report right now from you guys on the street yesterday, Aaron Dykes, yourself, and Rob Jacobson running camera. We're going to have a part two next week. This rabbit hole goes very, very deep. The fact that most Austinites don't even know that bioweapons are being developed in Austin, that if they got out, would kill over 90% of the people, things like mousepox, things like airborne Ebola. The fact that we've got an old reactor still operating, hidden underneath UT downtown, and then two up north, and you tell the average person, and they laugh at you, and there's almost no news coverage. You have to go back to the 80s to even find Austin American Statesman articles on this. This is wild. We'll be right back with more concerning the secret infrastructure underneath Austin, Texas. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months.
simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many of the supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've just heard part one of our first report concerning secret technology underground bases here in Austin, Texas. Our reporters go to the scene of where nuclear waste may be buried.
Aaron Dykes here for InfoWars.com. We're here on the UT campus in downtown Austin to expose some of the secret infrastructure that goes on at universities. Right here in Austin, Texas, there are several nuclear facilities. One is reportedly underground this campus. There's another at the J.J. Pickle Research Facility, part of the larger Austin system, just a few miles north of downtown here in Austin, Texas. Now, I'm standing here with one of our newest production team members, Christopher Oden, and not only is he a long-term Austin resident, his grandfather used to be a superintendent right here on UT campus. Christopher, tell us what you know.
I do know that for a number of years, according to my great-grandfather, Benjamin Ellis, there was research conducted here that was not only kept under great security and great secrecy, it was done by other agencies than just the University of Texas. I know that not only is there a nuclear reactor approximately six stories beneath our feet and the facilities to maintain such a reactor, there are a number of them, at least one, possibly two, at the Pickle Research Center, about 15 miles north of here, as well as various locations in local caves within Travis County.
Right here at J.J. Pickle, there's actually a nuclear reactor, a full-scale nuclear system going on behind research facilities, bio labs, and other regular university functions that are going on. And we want to know, why is this being covered up? Why is it not talked about? We have footage we're going to show you of some of the cooling towers. And on Google Earth, you can see some of the cooling ponds that are used for nuclear reactors. On June 13, 2012, there was an explosion at another research facility, which really just raises bigger questions about a lot of the secretive and often dangerous research that goes on under the auspices of university education.
The University of Texas has been much less than transparent about a lot of their activities. They have nanotechnology projects that are published, but they've been very, very hush-hush about their nuclear reactor work.
We do know across the country, approximately 48 out of 64 nuclear reactor locations are admittedly leaking, admittedly rotting. They're leaking the radioactive element tritium into water supplies. That's all in MSNBC and other mainstream sources. So we know there's something going on. We know nuclear is not as clean as we were once convinced it was. And so the idea that something even more covert could be going on with dumping this material is certainly alarming. We're here at a location in a ravine just off of the Tom Miller Dam, south of the Colorado River here in Austin. And CJ here will explain what our sources told us.
My great-grandfather did tell me that the University of Texas was using this area to dispose of nuclear waste.
As we learn more about the disturbing nuclear secrets of Austin and its threats to the environment, we begin to understand how little we really know about what's going on in government and the world we live in. This is Aaron Dykes for InfoWars.com, signing off.
And we will continue to bring you more coverage on that story as it unfolds. Meanwhile, we have learned that the CDC Bioterror Lab in Atlanta has had some serious problems with the airflow systems that they designed to stop the release of infectious agents. This revealed in government documents and internal emails. And this is the area of the building where they store anthrax. They have dangerous strains of influenza stored there, monkeypox, you name it. These are microbes that have the potential to be used as bioweapons. And if any of these microbes were to get released on accident, let's say through one of those faulty ventilation systems, then there is seriously a potential for a global pandemic. It is that serious. And are there bioweapons labs in your neighborhood? InfoWars Nightly News investigates.
Government-funded universities across the Western world are developing massive warehouses full of bioweapons that they say is for biodefense under the BioShield program. Airborne Ebola, smallpox, bubonic plague, bird flu, and the H1N1 superbug are being weaponized and kept in moderately secured facilities like at the Galveston National Laboratory on the campus of the University of Texas. Now, this may be one of the biggest threats we now face, as the risk of a deadly virus escaping one of these laboratories and starting a global pandemic, well, it is a clear and present danger.
Weaponized airborne Ebola, super weaponized viruses and bacteria that kill over 90%, 9 out of 10 people on your street. Dead.
The National Research Council, which is an arm of the National Academy of Sciences, released a report concerning potential hazardous risk associated with the new multi-million dollar infectious disease research lab currently under construction in Kansas. It's located only 120 miles west of Kansas City. It's called the National Bio and Agro Defense Facility, and even though it's a level 4 bio lab, which is the highest secured rating issued by the CDC, The expert panel found that there is nearly a 70% chance that a disease will escape the laboratory during its planned 50-year operational lifespan. And it went on to say that the U.S. Department of Homeland Security has not adequately gauged the potential risk of a dangerous airborne pathogen escaping the compound.
There are bioweapons that are in unsecured, well, moderately secured environments, like in Galveston, Texas, and the CDC even went to one of these facilities in Kansas, and they're not as nearly as safe as they would hope. And they even said, the CDC even said, the one in Kansas has a 70% chance of some dangerous virus getting released.
I mean, what are the bylaws in keeping them safe? I don't think there's anything even designated to making sure that they're safe. It's such an, it's that gray area of the world that nobody really thinks about, but is.
Yes. Like, so you think it's a clear and present danger that we should try to prepare for, something like that?
I think everybody should always be prepared for anything. You know, it's like hope for the best, prepare for the worst.
Can you imagine the awakening that's going to happen if they release those bioweapons? After we've warned people so much, God Almighty, I hope the next phases of what we've broken down don't happen. God Almighty, I hope they don't. But I know one thing. I'm sure selfish. I've sure gotten my family ready.
Do you think it's wise for people that collect food and they have stockpiles of food and stuff like that just in case of emergency and have a place to go just in case something like this were to happen?
I don't have anything stockpiled.
I'm all about having weapons. I'm all about getting as much ammunition as you can get in it, because everybody's going to get crazy. They're going to want to get their hands on whatever sources are available, food, water, natural resources, anything to keep the normalcy of life continuing.
That's why I'm out here on the streets. I want to, like, learn, like, some street smarts. Social and, like, if it goes down, then I want to be able to, like,
find your way around it.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you something. Once that something like that goes down, the people in the high-rise apartments and stuff, they're not going to know what to do. It's the people with street smarts.
They won't be able to survive.
Just making sure that you have the resources that you need, because when the world gets chaotic, everybody loses their minds.
Let me put this in layman terms. A level 4 bioweapons lab should be 3 floors under the ground, barbed wire fences, minefields, and machine guns, and a system that if the super germs get out, they pull a lever, alarms go off, and the whole place goes up in flames. But instead, the global elite are storing it in level 2 facilities like the University of Texas at Galveston behind a glass door with a swipe card right there in petri dishes. And they're doing this so that when they release it to massively reduce population, they can claim it was an accident. Now, you notice in this report that we also get into biological weapons. There are hundreds of facilities now in the United States, 36 that are level 4 bioweapons labs, including the University of Texas at Galveston, that are in level 2 facilities. And Darren McBreen just went over that information. Now, I hope and pray that our source is incorrect about a covert nuclear waste dump hidden in the hill country outside Austin, Texas. But this fits into what we've seen all over the United States from reactor programs in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, where they would just bury it in caves or under warehouses. This is a huge story, so it's up to the media to investigate this. The fact that so many Austinites, where I live, and we're broadcasting worldwide right now, don't even know that the University of Texas has all these secret nuclear reactors. Again, I call them secret because they admit that they exist, but imply and act like you're some type of kook if you talk about them or ask questions. So we all live here. We have children here. We have children across this country and the world. And it's time we recognize that nuclear energy is not as clean as they claimed it was. Just look at Fukushima. Just look at Chernobyl. We'll be right back. Stay with us. The second hour is straight ahead.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.